Welcome back, dear listeners, to another enlightening season, our revival of our podcast. I'm your host, Joe Robbins, the mind behind Unplug Yourself, where we delve deep into our internal dialogues and share stories that help us all be who we want to be. This season, we're embarking on a new journey, exploring a realm that intertwines with our usual musings, but brings forth new paradoxes and reflections. I proudly present to you season two, titled The Ivory Tower Paradox. In this season, we will navigate through the intricate corridors of the corporate world and the pursuit of success, wealth, and status. We will reevaluate our traditional perceptions of success and question the role of wealth and status in our lives. We will delve into the psychology behind our drive for wealth and unravel the complex interplay of psychological factors that influence our career decisions and outcomes. We will discuss the evolving dynamics of work-life integration and challenge the societal norms that have long dictated our career paths. Drawing inspiration from the Ivory Tower Paradox on Medium, we will explore topics like the courage to pursue alternative paths, the importance of holistic well-being beyond financial prosperity, and the high price of climbing the corporate ladder. We will reflect on the sacrifice and trade-offs we make in our relentless pursuit of climbing that ladder and amassing wealth. So join me, and let's redefine ambition, find meaning beyond career advancement, and debunk the myths surrounding wealth as a measure of happiness. Let's balance wealth and success with true fulfillment and prompt reflections in our values and holistic approaches to happiness. So are you ready to unplug yourself from the conventional and deep dive into the paradoxes of the ivory tower? Let's embark on this journey together, pushing boundaries, inspiring others to greatness, and redefining success for genuine contentment. Paradox of Wealth, an introduction to the 1% problem. Income inequality and wealth concentration have become increasingly prevalent issues in contemporary society, giving rise to what is commonly known as the 1% problem. The 1% refers to the tiny fraction of the population that controls a disproportionately large share of global wealth. Working to address this problem is important as it has far-reaching implications for societal well-being, economic stability, and social justice. The concentration of wealth among a privileged few has significant consequences for the rest of society. It perpetuates a system where opportunities, resources, and power are heavily skewed in favor of a small fraction of the population, while the majority struggle to make ends meet. This imbalance raises questions about fairness, social cohesion, and the very nature of a just society. Consequently, exploring the paradox of wealth and understanding the underlying dynamics of the 1% problem is crucial for fostering a more equitable and sustainable future. In this podcast, we will dig into the rise of the 1%, the paradox of wealth, and the moral and ethical dimensions associated with extreme wealth. We will delve into the economic implications of wealth inequality, the social and psychological consequences it generates, and the arguments surrounding the morality of accumulating vast amounts of wealth. Furthermore, we will explore various approaches to address the 1% problem, including policy solutions, structural reforms, and changes in societal attitudes towards wealth. By critically examining these aspects, we can aim to shed light on the complex interplay between wealth, power, and social dynamics, ultimately calling for action to tackle the pressing issues related to wealth concentration. Only through collective efforts and a comprehensive understanding of the 1% problem can we hope to create a more just and inclusive society for us all. The rise. Income inequality has a long-standing history, but in recent decades, the concentration of wealth among the 1% has reached unprecedented levels. Understanding the factors that have contributed to the rise is crucial for comprehending the depth of the problem. Technological advancements have played a significant role in shaping the distribution of wealth. The digital revolution, automation, and the rise of the knowledge economy have created immense wealth for those who possess the skills and capital to capitalize on the advancements. As technology continues to evolve at such a rapid pace, it further amplifies the income gap, leaving those without the necessary skills or access to technology behind. Globalization and free trade have also contributed to the rise of the 1%. While globalization has significantly led to increased global economic integration and lifted many out of poverty, it has also resulted in winners and losers. The interconnectedness of economies has allowed corporations and individuals to exploit international markets, resulting in wealth accumulation on a global scale. However, the benefits of globalization have not been evenly distributed, leading to income disparities within and between countries. Tax policies and loopholes have further perpetuated wealth concentration. Over time, tax systems have become increasingly complex, allowing the wealthy to exploit loopholes and minimize their tax burdens. The 1% often has access to financial experts who help them navigate the intricacies of tax codes, resulting in systems where the rich can pay a lower effective tax rate compared to the average citizen. These favorable tax policies, coupled with tax havens and offshore accounts, enable the wealthy to amass and protect their wealth. Statistical evidence paints a stark picture of wealth concentration. Studies consistently show that the wealthiest individuals and corporations control a disproportionate share of global wealth. The wealth gap between the top 1% and the rest of society has widened significantly, reaching levels not seen since the Gilded Age. This concentration of wealth raises concerns about economic inequality, social mobility, and the erosion of the middle class, as the majority of the population struggles to keep up with their ever-increasing wealth of the elite. In reality, the rise of the 1% can be attributed to a combination of technological advancements, globalization, and tax policies that have favored the wealthy. The resulting concentration of wealth has created a stark division between the ultra-rich and the rest of society. Understanding these factors is essential for comprehending the magnitude of the 1% problem and formulating effective strategies to address wealth inequality. The paradox. The accumulation of extreme wealth among a small fraction of the population gives rise to a paradoxical situation with profound societal implications. While wealth can be a driver of economic growth and innovation, the concentration of wealth in the hands of a few possesses significant challenges and consequences. Firstly, extreme wealth hampers social mobility, diminishing opportunities for upward economic mobility for those born into lower socioeconomic backgrounds. As the 1% amasses more wealth, the barriers to entry become increasingly difficult to overcome, perpetuating a cycle of inequality. Limited access to quality education, healthcare, and resources further exacerbates this disparity, hindering individuals from breaking free from the constraints of their circumstances. Secondly, the concentration of wealth weakens the middle class, which is often considered the backbone of a stable society. As wealth becomes more concentrated, the middle class faces stagnating wages, reduced job security, and diminished access to resources. This erosion of the middle class has detrimental effects on consumer spending, social stability, and overall economic prosperity, as the middle class plays a vital role in driving economic growth and societal well-being. Moreover, extreme wealth leads to market distortions and inefficiencies. When a significant proportion of the wealth is held by a select few, it can skew market dynamics, hinder competition, and stifle inflation. The concentration of economic power allows the 1% to influence regulatory frameworks, shape market conditions, and manipulate resources to their advantage, creating an uneven playing field for smaller businesses and entrepreneurs. This concentration of power not only limits economic opportunities for others, but also undermines the principles of fair competition and market efficiency. Beyond economic consequences, the social and psychological implications of wealth disparity are profound. The 1% often wield significant political influence and power, shaping policies and decision-making processes in their favor. This concentration of power can lead to a diminished democracy, as the voices of interests of the majority may be overshadowed by the influence of the wealthy few. Furthermore, wealth disparities can erode social cohesion and trust, leading to social tensions, polarization, and the sense of injustice among those who feel excluded from the benefits of economic prosperity. Additionally, extreme wealth disparities have far-reaching implications for health and well-being. Studies consistently demonstrate that those in lower socioeconomic positions experience poorer health outcomes, higher stress levels, and reduced life expectancy compared to their wealthier counterparts. Health disparities linked to wealth inequality not only affect individuals and communities, but also burden society with increased healthcare costs and decreased overall productivity. So, do I not chase my dreams? The paradox of wealth lies in the fact that while wealth can drive economic growth, the extreme concentration of wealth among the 1% creates societal challenges and consequences. It impedes social mobility, weakens the middle class, distorts markets, undermines democratic principles, erodes social cohesion, and exacerbates health disparities. Addressing the paradox of wealth requires recognizing the multifaceted impacts it has on society and developing comprehensive strategies to promote greater equity, fairness, and social well-being. Moral and ethical dynamics. The concentration of extreme wealth raises profound moral and ethical questions that challenges our understanding of fairness, justice, and the responsibilities of the wealthy. Examining the moral dimensions of wealth accumulation allows us to critically evaluate the societal implications of extreme wealth and the ethical considerations that should guide its distribution and use. One of the key arguments surrounding the morality of extreme wealth is rooted in principles of distributive justice. Proponents of this view argue that wealth should be distributed in a way that benefits the greatest number of people and reduces inequalities. From this perspective, extreme wealth accumulation is seen as inherently unjust as it perpetuates a system that allows a small fraction of the population to amass vast amounts of resources, while others struggle to meet their basic needs. The concentration of wealth creates disparities in opportunities, access to education, healthcare, and quality of life, undermining the principles of a fair and just society. On the other hand, some argue that the accumulation of wealth is a result of individual effort, entrepreneurial success, and meritocracy. They contend that wealth accumulation is a product of hard work, innovation, risk-taking, and should not be limited or penalized. According to this perspective, extreme wealth is not inherently immoral, but rather a natural outcome of a free market system that rewards individual initiative and productivity. They advocate for individual freedom to accumulate and use wealth as they see fit, without significant interference or redistribution. However, even those who believe in the legitimacy of wealth accumulation recognize that with great wealth comes great responsibility. The ethical dimensions of extreme wealth extend beyond its acquisition to how it is utilized and shared for the betterment of society. The wealthy have a moral obligation to contribute to the well-being of others and address social issues. This responsibility can be fulfilled through philanthropy, charitable giving, and actively engaging in initiatives that promote social good. Philanthropy and charitable giving are commonly seen as ethical obligations for the wealthy. By using their resources to support charitable organizations, fund social initiatives, and address pressing societal issues, the wealthy can help bridge the wealth gap and alleviate the suffering of the marginalized communities. However, critics argue that philanthropy can be a mere band-aid solution that fails to address the systemic causes of wealth inequality. They emphasize the need for structural reforms and policy changes to address the root causes of wealth concentration, rather than relying solely on the goodwill of the wealthy. Moreover, ethical responsibilities extend beyond individual acts of philanthropy to encompass corporate social responsibility. Corporations and businesses, especially those with substantial wealth, are expected to operate in a manner that considers the interests of stakeholders, including employees, communities, and the environment. Adopting sustainable practices, fair labor policies, and supporting local communities are all aspects of ethical corporate behavior that can contribute to a more equitable and just society. Great! Am I a bad person for wanting wealth? The moral and ethical dimensions of extreme wealth involve questions of distributive justice, individual merit, and social responsibility. While perspectives may differ on the morality of wealth accumulation, there is a growing recognition that the wealthy have an ethical obligation to address the societal consequences of extreme wealth. This involves considering the principles of fairness, engaging in philanthropy and charitable giving, and practicing ethical corporate behavior. Ultimately, finding a balance between individual freedom and societal responsibility is crucial in navigating the moral and ethical complexities surrounding extreme wealth. Addressing the problem. The challenges posed by the concentration of extreme wealth call for proactive measures to address the 1% problem and foster a more equitable society. To tackle this issue effectively, a multifaceted approach involving policy solutions, structural reforms, and changes in societal attitudes towards wealth is required. Policy solutions play a vital role in addressing wealth inequality. Progressive taxation and closing loopholes are crucial steps to ensure a fair distribution of wealth. Implementing a tax system that places a higher burden on the wealthy while providing relief to lower-income individuals and families can help mitigate the disparities caused by extreme wealth concentration. Additionally, closing tax loopholes that enable the wealthy to avoid paying their fair share of taxes is essential to prevent further accumulation of wealth at the top. Wealth redistribution mechanisms are another important tool for combating the 1% problem. Policies such as inheritance taxes, wealth taxes, or capital gains taxes can be implemented to redistribute resources and create a more level playing field. By reallocating wealth from the top to those in need, these mechanisms can help bridge the wealth gap and promote greater economic and social equity. Strengthening social safety nets is also crucial for addressing wealth inequality. Investing in robust social programs such as affordable housing, healthcare, education, and access to essential services ensures that individuals and families have a safety net to fall back on. Such measures provide a foundation for upward mobility, reducing the impact of wealth disparities and enabling individuals to overcome systemic barriers. Structural reforms are essential for promoting equity and leveling the playing field. Investing in quality education and skills development programs, particularly in marginalized communities, can empower individuals to break free from the cycle of poverty and access opportunities for economic advancement. Fair wages, worker protections, and strengthening labor rights are also vital to addressing income inequality and improving the livelihood of workers. Changing societal attitudes towards wealth is a crucial aspect of addressing the 1% problem. Raising awareness about the consequences of extreme wealth concentration and fostering dialogue about equitable distribution can help shift public opinion and create a demand for change. Promoting responsible wealth accumulation and sharing can encourage the wealthy to embrace their ethical responsibilities and contribute to the well-being of society. But I don't want to be a 1%er. I am different. Addressing the 1% problem requires a comprehensive approach that encompasses policy solutions, structural reforms, and shifts in societal attitudes. Progressive taxation, wealth redistribution mechanisms, and strengthening social safety nets are essential policy tools. Structural reforms, such as investing in education and fair labor practices, promote equity and provide opportunities for economic mobility. Moreover, changing societal attitudes towards wealth and fostering a sense of responsibility among the wealthy are crucial for creating a more just and inclusive society. By implementing these measures collectively, we can strive towards a future where wealth is distributed more equitably and the 1% problem becomes a thing of the past. Wrapping it up. So, putting a bow around this one. The 1% problem, characterized by the concentration of extreme wealth among a small fraction of the population, presents significant challenges and consequences for society. The paradox of wealth, with its economic, social, and moral dimensions, calls for proactive measures to address wealth inequality and promote a more equitable and sustainable future. The rise of the 1%, driven by factors such as technological advancements, globalization, and tax policies, has widened the wealth gap and hindered social mobility. The resulting economic, social, and psychological consequences have weakened the middle class, distorted markets, eroded democratic principles, and exacerbated health disparities. Recognizing and understanding these impacts is essential for formulating effective strategies to address the 1% problem. Addressing the 1% problem requires a multifaceted approach. Policy solutions such as progressive taxation, closing loopholes, and implementing wealth redistribution mechanisms are crucial for ensuring a fair distribution of resources. Strengthening societal safety nets and investing in structural reforms such as quality education and fair labor practices are vital in promoting equity and enabling upward mobility for all. Furthermore, changing societal attitudes towards wealth is pivotal. Raising awareness about the consequences of extreme wealth concentration, fostering dialogue, and promoting responsible wealth accumulation and sharing can create a collective demand for change, encouraging the wealthy to embrace their ethical responsibilities and contribute to the well-being of society through philanthropy and corporate social responsibility is essential. By implementing these measures collectively, we can strive towards a more just and inclusive society. The aim is to create an environment where opportunities, resources, and power are more evenly distributed, enabling individuals from all walks of life to thrive. Addressing the 1% problem not only promotes fairness and social cohesion, but also contributes to economic stability and the overall well-being of society. As we move forward, it is crucial for policymakers, businesses, individuals, and communities to come together and work towards solutions that tackle wealth inequality head-on. By doing so, we can foster a society where everyone has the opportunity to reach their full potential and where the 1% problem no longer stands as a barrier to a fair and prosperous future for all. And there you have it. The paradox of wealth, getting into that 1% problem. What a deep hole that could turn out to be. Again, just a reminder that these are progressive articles that have been written on Medium by myself, Joe Robbins. They get better. This is just the bits as I'm figuring out how to write them. There are another 24 of these that will come out up to the end of the year. I encourage you to go read them online if you are so inclined. But alternatively, you can just listen to the podcast as they come out. I'm just reading those articles back as podcasts. If you're enjoying this, share it with some friends. You let me know. Outside of that, I hope you're having a good day. And thanks for listening. This is Joe Robbins signing off on Unplug Yourself, Season 2, The Ivory Tower Paradox.